George, lecturer, course leader. I got in touch with my healer Lars again. He persuaded me to move out of town, and this was certainly a good idea. I needed natural surroundings and a change of air. In September, Maria and I parted. I left the chaos of downtown Copenhagen and moved back to my parents' home, on the outskirts of the city, near the sea, near large parks and woods, within easy reach of the true countryside. ASOS inspired me to explore the universe of mythology. I felt like getting to know George Monk better. I'd written to him twice and had heard him deliver an exciting lecture at the Mutual Therapy Centre. At the course, Astrid had told him about a dream she had had, which was still on my mind, in which his face and mine had morphed together. In the autumn, he held a series of lectures on mythology and conducted a practical course on hyperventilation. That autumn, 1986, was highly educational. I took an extended basic course taught by Michael Haraldson, the founder of Mutual Therapy. Michael is a brilliant teacher in therapeutic techniques and methods. By now, I was more mature and far more capable of integrating this tool. Michael has an exact methodology for removing the weeds that prevent our life's plants from reaching full bloom. He's taught me many basic therapeutic techniques and methods that I still use. Where Michael is cautious, George is more of a hands-on type. As I've already mentioned, hyperventilation is probably the most powerful substance-free technique for entering altered states of consciousness. Michael instructs you, his client, to begin by taking a very deep breath and then observe what happens to you, although only after you've completed two full courses. At George's course, however, the client is immediately introduced to Groff's entire consciousness model on the Friday evening of a weekend course. On the Saturday, the participants are paired off to practice deep hyperventilation for an hour. I clearly remember the first weekend with George, attending his course in the practice of these techniques. He had eyes as blue as a luminous evening, shining like beams from the stars. He had a very powerful presence. His speech was articulate and clear, but his face was shrouded in dark shadow. He had on his face what appeared to be a red cross. My first association was that it was a cross of the executioner. Later, when each of the participants described in turn where he or she was, George told us that he was struggling against extremely negative perinatal and transpersonal forces. Yes, and it was very obvious. George was an outstanding lecturer. His presentation of the different mythologies, which serve as an invaluable map of the psyche, was excellent. That autumn, I acquired some very useful data on the myths.